Dai Rao is the fourth generation of her family to farm this land in northern Michigan. Her grandpa homesteaded the land and set up a sawmill.
It was the primary industry. I mean, there was logging camps just everywhere as you turned.
Back then, the rivers were the only way to get those logs downstream. But years of rolling logs down the bank into the river were causing serious erosion. Huge trees were crashing into the water. Rao says she didn't know any of her family's legacy until one day when a local group gave her a call. The more she learned about the problems, the more she felt, well,
guilt. Because, you know, my ancestors, it's like practicing medicine. You know, it's always evolving, and you don't really know lots of times what you're doing wrong until another generation comes along and tells you this is what you've created. And then it's like, okay, let's do something about it.
So Rao let construction workers on her land. And now, 10 years later, she says it's beautiful.
Deer come splashing through the river, and we've got a bear around here. And he likes to visit. A couple bobcat. There's a lot of wildlife. It's pretty cool.
The woman who won Dai Rao over is Kim Balky. She's a biologist with the group Conservation Resource Alliance. She says working with Dai Rao was pretty easy, but not everyone opens their doors so quickly. There was the divorced couple who still owned land together, the fighting brothers, the neighbors who nobody liked.
People have said, you know, don't go to their house. They might greet you with a shotgun.
So far, no shotguns. Balky says she's learned not to listen to what neighbors say about each other. She approaches each person, one by one, and talks to them about what's at stake. Her sales pitch? We're just here to help. And hey, we'll pay most of the bill.
You know, a lot of them are erosion control, where banks are completely falling into the stream. And landowners, you know, it's not hard for them to realize that they're losing property.
But Balky says still, you can't just rush in and tell people what to do. She says it can take months or even years to warm homeowners up to the project. That's because fixing rivers is serious work. If a riverbank is eroding or an old bridge is falling into the water, we're talking about heavy construction equipment. You have to be willing to have bulldozers and porta-johns on your lawn for a long time. And you might have to lose a tree.
Things can look a little rough while you're, you know, doing construction. And some people are just a little, worried about change.
So Balky says she just takes her time. She sends letters, sits down for coffee, lets people think it over. And it's not just homeowners who Balky's group needs to win over. There are road commissions, tribes, sport fishers, environmentalists, people who sometimes just don't trust each other. Amy Beyer is the director of Conservation Resource Alliance. She says her group has gotten all of those people together.
Yes, they have been historically mortal enemies. And that doesn't necessarily mean that all of the baggage falls away, but I can tell you that it does feel awfully good to go around the circle when we complete a project and hear how they are celebrating that success.
Beyer says this is not a quick and easy process. It can take years, decades, to get people to find some little thing that they agree on. But she says you can fix a river without ever going to court. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.